O Master, preserve this ship and give it a guardian angel.
Father Ivan Bereskin of Unalaska's Holy Ascension Cathedral is blessing the new barge. It's named the Iliyaluk Bay for the harbor where it'll be based. The 250-foot vessel arrived from Portland earlier this month. Arleigh Marine Services is hoping their new barge will provide safe passage for crew members on freight and supply trips to Aquitaine. The barge is being leased by Horizon Lines. Harley's Dutch harbor manager Chris Eisler says it's 10 feet wider than their old vessel. That makes it more stable.
It tows nice, straight, a good barge so far.
Eisler captains the Gear Falcon, the tug that will tow the barge to and from Aquitaine. He says their old barge had been in service for 13 years and needed to be retired. The Iliyaluk Bay is a welcome replacement.
Something nice for us, we haven't had a new piece of equipment for a while.
Bob Johnston is one of the crane operators who will be riding on the new barge, and he agreed.
You don't feel the barge move near as much. The crane walks a lot better on it. I mean, it's a great improvement.
And Johnston says it's safer, too.
You can walk across. You don't have to climb over wires to get on and off the barge, things like that. With this gray shield, it'll keep a lot of the icing and stuff off the front of the containers when we're in seas in the winter.
The barge is just a big flat surface to carry the freight containers. The crane sits at the back, and there's a 12-foot-high barrier against spray at the front. The rest is open, so where does the crew go when the ship's at sea?
Outside. Yeah, we're just outside.
But Johnston says the trip to Aquitaine only takes about 5.5 hours, and the new barge is a little faster than their old one. The barge made its first trip to Aquitaine before its christening, so there was only one thing left to do to make the new barge official, and that's a bottle of champagne. Chris Eisler's wife, Erin, was responsible for breaking one against the side of the barge right above its nameplate. But the barge was a little too hardy. The champagne leaves a little scratch on the barge's new paint job. Chris Eisler says there will be plenty more scratches where that came from. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.